Chapter 14. As I finished connecting to the chat link session, my avatar materialized on a grand observation deck with a stunning view of over a dozen oasis worlds suspended in black space beyond the curved window. I appeared to be on a space station, or a very large transport ship. I couldn't tell which. Chatlink sessions worked differently from chat rooms, and they were a lot more expensive to host. When you opened a chatlink, an insubstantial copy of your avatar was projected into another Oasis location. Your avatar wasn't actually there, and so it appeared to other avatars as a slightly transparent apparition. But you could still interact with the environment in a limited way, walking through doors, sitting in chairs, and so forth. Chatlinks were primarily used for business purposes, when a company wanted to host a meeting in a specific Oasis location without spending the time and money to transport everyone's avatars to it. This was the first time I'd ever used one. I turned around and saw that my avatar was standing in front of a large, C-shaped reception desk. The IOI corporate logo, giant, overlapping chrome letters 20 feet tall, floated above it. As I approached the desk, an impossibly beautiful blonde receptionist stood to greet me. "Mr. Parzival," she said, bowing slightly, "welcome to Innovative Online Industries. Just a moment. Mr. Sorrento is already on his way to greet you." I wasn't sure how that could be, since I hadn't warned them I was coming. While I waited, I tried to activate my avatar's vidfeed recorder, but IOI had disabled recording in this chatlink session. They obviously didn't want me to have video evidence of what was about to go down. So much for my plan to post the interview on YouTube. Less than a minute later, another avatar appeared through a set of automatic doors on the opposite side of the observation deck. He headed right for me, boots clicking on the polished floor. It was Sorrento. I recognized him because he wasn't using a standard issue Sixer avatar, one of the perks of his position. His avatar's face matched the photos of him I'd seen online. Blonde hair and brown eyes, a hawkish nose. He did wear the standard Sixer uniform, a navy blue bodysuit with gold epaulets at the shoulders and a silver IOI logo on his right breast, with his employee number printed beneath it, 655-321. "At last," he said as he walked up, grinning like a jackal. "The famous Parzival has graced us with his presence." He extended a gloved right hand. "Nolan Sorrento, Chief of Operations. It's an honor to meet you." "Yeah," I said, doing my best to sound aloof. "Likewise, I guess." Even as a chatlink projection, my avatar could still mime shaking his outstretched hand. Instead, I just stared down at it as if he were offering me a dead rat. He dropped it after a few seconds, but his smile didn't falter. It broadened. "Please, follow me." He led me across the deck and back through the automatic doors, which slid open to reveal a large launching bay. It contained a single interplanetary shuttlecraft emblazoned with the IOI logo. Sorrento began to board it, but I halted at the foot of the ramp. "Why bother bringing me here via a chat link?" I asked, motioning to the bay around us. "Why not just give me your sales pitch in a chat room?" "Please, indulge me," he said. "This chat link is part of our sales pitch. We want to give you the same experience you'd have if you came to visit our headquarters in person." "Right," I thought. "If I had come here in person, my avatar would be surrounded by thousands of Sixers, and I'd be at your mercy." I joined him inside the shuttle. The ramp retracted, and we launched out of the bay. Through the ship's wraparound windows, I saw that we were leaving one of the Sixers' orbital space stations. Looming directly ahead of us was the planet IOI-1, a massive chrome globe. It reminded me of the killer floating spheres in the Phantasm films. Gunters referred to IOI-1 as the Sixer homeworld. The company had constructed it shortly after the contest began to serve as IOI's online base of operations. Our shuttle, which seemed to be flying on automatic pilot, quickly reached the planet and began to skim its mirrored surface. I stared out the window as we did one complete orbit. As far as I knew, no Gunter had ever been given this kind of tour. From pole to pole, IOI-1 was covered with armories, bunkers, warehouses, and vehicle hangars. I also saw airfields dotting the surface, where rows of gleaming gunships, spacecraft, and mechanized battle tanks stood waiting for action. Sorrento said nothing as we surveyed the Sixer Armada. He just let me take it all in.